testimony regarding Brother Kramer. 1868. Brother Kramer, the elder, has relied too much upon an old experience. A new and daily experience is valuable now. He has used his old experience to fortify himself against receiving reproof or counsel. He has spurned the idea of being taught by others. He has possessed a hard, overbearing spirit, and has been a grief rather than an advantage to the church. Would he make a right use of his former experience in being gentle, easy to be entreated? His old experience would be of inestimable worth to himself, and also to the church, in leading him to correct the errors and mistakes in his past life and being an example to others. He could benefit himself and the church by being tender, pitiful, courteous, his heart full of love, full of the milk of human kindness. But Brother Kramer, much of your former experience has been a mistake. You have been impatient, censorious, overbearing in your family and out. You have not bound your children to your heart by the tender cords of affection and love. God grant that you may never drag your old experience along in your domestic family relations and live by that. Already you have embittered the life of your wife, who was a true Christian of fine sensibilities, possessing a sensitive nature, easily wounded by hardship or cruel words, and her spirit easily crushed by a dictatorial manner. You did not deserve a woman of so fine traits of character. Better have remained single to embitter yourself with your former unreformed experience than to have crushed and bruised a sensitive nature like hers. Already is the weight of years upon her. Already has sadness left its unmistakable marks upon her countenance. Your offspring reflect back the same spirit you have manifested. God calls upon you to reform, to be converted. You have acted out an impatient, tyrannical spirit to young and old, and are a reproach to the cause of God. Do not be deceived in regard to yourself unless you see yourself as you are. Make haste to correct your errors, which have grown with your growth and strengthened with your strength, which have followed you from youth to manhood, from manhood to middle age, and from middle age to the decline of life. You have loved the truth, but have not been sanctified by the truth. You have stood as a defender of the faith, but have been too much of a battle axe. Must your life be all a mistake? Must your righteousness, your benevolent acts, be of no value? Or will you be converted, become as a little child, that you may enter the kingdom of heaven and have the overcomer's crown placed upon your brow?